For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. Your report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. We visit with Laura Hirschleb, a general manager at World Dairy Expo, and well, activities are underway today in Madison. Time for another exciting show, and yeah, it's going to be a big weekend in Madison.
Saturday morning, we have our youth fitting contest followed by our youth showmanship contest. So Saturday is already a really busy day around the World Dairy Expo grounds. Then on Sunday, we will move into our judging contest, which is always a highlight of the show. That features youth in 4-H, in college, as well as in post-secondary colleges. And then in the afternoon, we already get started with two breed shows. We kick off with our International Junior Holstein Show and our International Guernsey Show. So it's, you know, we hit the ground running, and there sure is something for everybody to see.
The format at World Dairy Expo is nothing new, but it has been refreshed here in recent years, and it seems like it's working well.
I think so. You know, it definitely takes time. It's definitely an adjustment period where we all have to kind of recalibrate our schedules and thinking and everything, but you know, our cattle shows continue to be so popular, and being able to stretch out a little bit longer and have some of those youth events on the weekend, I think, is really special, and we've seen that in our entry numbers for those various youth contests. And then we're able to, you know, fit with our trade show exhibitors' kind of schedules a little bit better in terms of travel and, you know, their work weeks and everything. So, you know, there's always things that we are looking to improve upon for the show. I mean, that's so important to World Dairy Expo. But we'll keep refining. We'll keep getting there. And we are grateful for everybody's, you know, patience as we have continued to evolve.
When you talk numbers at World Dairy Expo, you can't really get into specifics quite yet, but Laura did mention that numbers are right on par from previous years.
They sure are, yeah. In fact, we, I think, are in terms of the cattle show, we have over 3,000 head that are entered. We anticipate probably about 2,500 or so animals from throughout North America. Of course, the dairy cattle, you know, coming to Madison for the show, which is so remarkable. I mean, I see posts and farms and strings that post on social media, and they started their trip last week already, and, you know, are making their way out here or are laying over and, you know, giving their animals some time to rest before they move on to ground. So we're so grateful for the effort that folks put into, you know, coming to exhibit at World Dairy Expo for the cattle show. And then on the trade show, we anticipate over 500 companies, or nearly 500 companies, represented in our trade show. And what's cool is that there are so many different areas on the grounds of the Alliant Energy Center that are occupied with different aspects of the show. So there's, you know, something for everyone. And you're able to really, I would encourage folks to visit our website, worlddairyexpo.com, or download our app to really plan out your trip and kind of figure out, okay, who are those exhibitors I want to see? Who are those cattle exhibitors, the animals I want to see? And make the most of your time while you're here in Madison.
World Dairy Expo General Manager Laura Hirschleb joining us. And another facet of World Dairy is also education. That plays a huge role on many different levels each year.
Yes, no doubt about it. You know, you can, while you're at Expo, I mean, included in your admission is, of course, seeing the trade show, seeing the cattle show, but there is a plethora of educational opportunities and offerings as well. We have virtual farm tours, which are very popular. We have what we call our knowledge nook sessions, which are basically product launches or new research that is unveiled by companies participating in the trade show. And that research or those products have been it's either been done or unveiled within the last year. So it's new, it's cutting edge, and in many cases, sometimes it is the product launch for that information. We also have forage seminars. We have our area called the Tan Bark, where we have our Tan Bark talks. So those are like larger kind of keynote conversations. So a lot of different education, plus simply the networking, right? You know, the talking with a new vendor or a new product that you're considering for your home operation. I mean, that's all part of the educational process, and where it really is that that melting pot, that one-stop shop for the dairy industry.
And, of course, I have to mention to Laura if anything is new this year.
Yeah, there are a number of new things. One item, we're going to be selling collectible lemonade cans and through the UW-Madison grilled cheese stand that are going to feature our this year's theme, the Road to Madison. So that's going to be really cool, limited quantity. Get your lemonade. A very special area that I encourage folks that are coming to Expo to see is our Dairy Showcase Village. This is going to be on the south end of our outdoor trade mall, and it's going to have companies on display, cheese companies and dairy product companies that you'll be able to purchase products and take those home with you. They're going to be displayed in these really cool, like, chalet-like structures, and it's just going to be a neat space for folks to make sure to stop by. We also, one of the things that we have done on the cattle show side is we have made sure that each of our cow shows have a specific start time. Now you're thinking, well, what's the big deal? Well, the thing it is our cattle exhibitors, it's down to a science. It's down to the minute. It's down to the hour of how much milk they want to have in their cow's udders so that they look their very best. By having that start time, our exhibitors are able to calculate when their shows are going to go into, or their classes are going to go into the ring. So that's been another kind of evolution, a work in progress, but we're excited to have that in place for all of our breed shows this year. And then for the last 15 years, we have had Expo TV as an offering, and this year Expo TV will again be available. However, it will be a paid platform. So $20, you'll be able to watch the cattle show for the entire week. Even, you know, if you're not able to make it down, or even if you are and you want to see, you know, clips and highlights of the cattle shows, or we will also be uploading at the end of each day our educational offerings as well. So with that $20 subscription, you'll be able to watch Expo TV throughout the week of the show and throughout the rest of the year. So that's another way that we're continuing to build upon those offerings that we have for our fans of World Dairy Expo throughout the world.
And that small investment brings a lot of value.
That's, you know, and that's the goal, right? We don't want to be priced out of the market, but we want to make it something economical. And, you know, the fact of the matter, I think we're all facing this has been a significant investment for World Dairy Expo over the last 15 years. And, you know, we're dealing with increased costs as we continue to put on the show. And we want to be able to continue to grow what we offer on Expo TV. And we feel like moving to the subscription-based platform will allow us to do that in the future.
Laura Hirschlepp, General Manager at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. We'll have reports coming up this week from Madison, Wisconsin and World Dairy Expo. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.